One of my favorites, John Doe and Kathleen Edwards doing the Golden State here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. This Saturday night, the Neon Movies in downtown Dayton is going to be hosting an awesome special event. It's going to be a special showing of John Cameron Mitchell's film Short Bus that came out originally about 10 years ago. But what's going to make this even more special is that John Cameron Mitchell is going to be there doing live director's commentary. If you don't know who he is the creator and writer of Hedwig and the Angry Inch and made this really kind of revolutionary film. So I hooked up with Jonathan McNeil at the Neon to talk a little bit about the film and what's going to be happening this Saturday night at the Neon. We started off chatting a little bit about Short Bus and its plot, so let's take a listen to that conversation now.
So it's about relationships and certainly how sex is a part of a lot of those relationships. And it's a very frank and candid look at people who are struggling for connection. And, it's definitely a post 9/11 New York City, and we get gay, straight, bi, and it's really not afraid of sexuality in any way. And I think John was kind of hoping to make a film where sex was almost a character and not afraid of it. And there had been other films that had come along that actually depicted real sex. But they always kind of ended darkly and always had kind of almost a tone that seemed not honest or accessible along with it. So I think that's what he was out to do.
So he did this giant casting call, and then when he brought people in for auditions, they were improv'd, and he kind of framed the story around came in.
From my understanding, it was a workshop, and they actually kind of developed characters over several months, and they would get together as a group once they'd been cast and kind of started to work things out and brainstorm, and then John would go away and write a draft of the script and then come back and work on it some more and whatnot. And so it was certainly a more collaborative effort on the part of the people who'd been cast in the film.
And so the director, John Cameron Mitchell, is going to be here at the Neon on November 5th. And he's doing a kind of get out the vote tour in swing states. But we almost missed him here in Ohio.
He was supposed to be in Ohio. And about 2 weeks ago, he called and said that his team had decided to go to Michigan instead. And so he's not, he's out doing little things wherever he's at, if it can get some additional attention. But the Short Bus thing was him calling me and saying, what can we do in Dayton? And he decided that of all the cities that he'd been in Ohio before, that he'd love to swing back through to Dayton. So he's going to be in Ann Arbor, going to drive down on the day of the 5th of the screening, do the screening and spend the night and then head back to Michigan the next day. So it's really his only Ohio stop.
Oh, wow. So how lucky for us.
Yeah, definitely. Evidently, we, struck a chord while he was here. When he was here 12 years ago, he screened Hedwig and then did a little Q&A afterward and then did an impromptu session. Him and Stephen Trask did music for Hedwig, and Kim and Kelly Deal all ended up doing a small concert at Therapy Cafe after the screening, 12 years ago.
And so this time around, when he's here, he's going to be doing live director's commentary for Short Bus.
That's right. So if you've never seen Short Bus before, it's certainly going to be an interesting way to see the film. But we did show the film when it was in theatrical release, when it initially was out in the marketplace. So we're hoping a lot of people have already seen the film. That said, it's certainly not a bad way to experience it for the first time, but it's certainly going to be a different way for those who have seen it before. So it's kind of like watching the DVD with a director's commentary, except the director is going to be in the front of the auditorium doing it. So kind of like Mystery Science Theater, but a little different.
And in terms of the kind of get out the vote aspect of it, I feel like even though we're kind of the only Ohio stop in this, the fact that Short Bus is being shown in conjunction with a kind of get out the vote effort, it feels pretty timely given some of the issues that we're looking at right now in this election cycle.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it is a very It's a very progressive film. It's very eye-opening, but it's also just very honest about these characters. I mean, you really end up feeling about their struggles and their wanting to make connections, which I feel like is something that a lot of politicians are talking about and wanting to reach out to have a real honest connection.
That was my conversation with Jonathan McNeil from The Neon in downtown Dayton. They're going to be hosting a special screening of John Cameron Mitchell's Short Bus this Saturday night at 10. And John Cameron Mitchell is going to be in the house doing live director's commentary. Tickets are still available, and we've got links up to more info on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And of course, the little reference that Jonathan made to John Cameron Mitchell and the Deal Sisters, they collaborated on a song. That's how the connection was originally made. And it's actually one that if you've been listening to the show for a while, maybe a little familiar. Let's take a listen to this one right now.
One, two, here we go.